Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hi, everybody, and welcome. Today's topic is something I call audit packages. So what an audit package is, it's a great way to sell your expertise when it comes to people who want to either A, pick your brain, or two, do some type of troubleshooting session. Now, of course, you can do these on the one-off, but I don't recommend that you give your expertise away for free all the time. This is how you make a living. You make your living based on your expertise. You're a service professional. And so you should be charging anytime somebody wants to pick your brain or have you troubleshoot a problem for them. Now, that's what I call an audit package. Now, you should have a discovery session, and the discovery session is primarily used to find out if you want to and can help a prospective client. So does that prospective client fit your ideal client profile? Do you have the availability to help them? Do you have the expertise to help them? That's what a discovery session for. And just on a side note, I call discovery sessions those free 15-minute calls that you interview, if you will, a potential client while they're interviewing you. Those sessions should not turn into a solution or troubleshooting session. That is not what they're for. And I have had many in my past that have been where people, you know, book a free call with me, but their intention is to pick my brain or help them solve a problem. And I'm very clear when that occurs in a call that that's not the purpose of the call. If they wish to pick my brain or have me troubleshooting or troubleshoot something for them, I refer them to my audit package. So this is something you should have in your service library, if you will. This should be something that is an offering that you have. So anytime you run across somebody who wants to pick your brain or troubleshoot, you have something to point them to that requires that they pay for your expertise. So get paid for solving those problems or for troubleshooting with clients. So let me give you an example. In my VA heyday, I was an Infusionsoft expert, and I became known as the Infusionsoft cleanup queen. In other words, people would come to me to clean up a mess that was made in their Infusionsoft, and I would have a potential call with a prospective client, one of those so-called discovery sessions, and we would discuss what it is they were looking for help with. And a lot of times they're like, okay, well, you know, my tags are a mess, and or I don't know how to set up a campaign, or my campaigns aren't working, or whatever the issue was. And they would go into great detail. And I said, well, okay, I understand that you have an issue with tags or campaigns, and I have the expertise that I can fix that. So let me sell you my audit package. And here is my audit package. Right? It's 2 hours of my time, what I call consulting time. Now, as a consultant, you're not necessarily selling your time, you're selling your expertise, but you have to deliver it in a time package, if you will. So 2 hours of my time with a detailed report of whatever issue that I found and how to fix it. Now, sometimes I would do how to fix it in the report. Other times I would not tell them how to fix it because I didn't want them to take the report and give it to somebody else. So a lot of times my reports, depending on what the problem was just diagnosing the problem, saying, yes, I can actually fix it. And then I would also give them a proposal on how I could fix it for them. So what I would do and how much it would cost. So what's happening in an audit package is you're getting paid for troubleshooting, and then you have the option to sell them into fixing the problem for them. So you can actually end up getting paid twice. So I need to sell them 2 hours of my consulting time so I can diagnose the problem, whatever the problem is, and then create the report that I send them, and then create the proposal that says, here's my proposal to fix it for you, and this is the timeline, and this is the cost. So really, an audit package is like a mini project. You have to figure out what the scope is, and that's what you do with those 2 hours of time. You figure out what the problem is, which is the scope of the problem, and then you give them a report and a proposal.
but you're getting paid to do the audit or the troubleshooting or the brainstorming or whatever word you want to put on it. Remember, if you don't value your time and your expertise, nobody else is going to. So don't be afraid when someone wants to pick your brain or troubleshoot that you say, hey, I have an audit package for that. Let me tell you all about that. So you're prepared when the time comes. And maybe you're just starting out and thinking, well, Susan, I haven't had that yet. Trust me, you will. As you get better known and you do more and more great work, people are going to come to you because they've heard about you and they're going to want to pick your brain or do a brainstorming session. Now, the people that do this are not necessarily, you know, they don't have a motive to pick your brain for free. Some people do, but most people don't, and they just don't know how to approach that and what, you know, programs or products or packages you have around troubleshooting and brainstorming and, you know, picking your brain sessions. So that's what this audit package can do for you. So you can stop giving away your time and expertise and stop letting people pick your brain for free. Now, you can pick and choose, you know, if you have friends that want to pick your brain, that's one thing. But people that you don't know that are potential clients, you can give so much, but don't give away everything. Get paid for your expertise and create that second or third revenue stream, because it creates additional revenue for you in your business, right? So what I want you to do is take a minute and really think about, what are people coming to you and asking you for? So you have clients or prospective clients asking you about something specific. Or what do people approach you about, want to pick your brain or have you troubleshoot for them? You know, that's what your audit package should be. So I had an audit package, that's all I called it, and it was the same package for any expertise. So if you do WordPress and Infusionsoft like I did, you could just have one audit package, because all it does is it gives them 2 hours of your time and a report and a proposal that can be used for any expertise. So my point is you just need to create one audit package, but I want you to start looking at what people are coming to you for and wanting to pick your brain or have you troubleshoot for free. And once you create that audit package, then you can simply tell them, hey, I have an audit package for this. Let me help you with troubleshooting, or let me help you with brainstorming, or let me help you pick your brain, or whatever it might be. Then you've got something you can point them to. Because remember, most people are willing to pay for your expertise, but you have to ask for what you want. You have to ask them to pay for your time, because they may not know that that's what you do. Don't get into the mindset that people come to you for free and they're not going to pay you for your expertise, because most people will, but you have to ask for that. You have to tell them what it is that you have that works for their specific situation. And that's what audit packages can do. So take some time to kind of figure out, what are people approaching you about? What do people want to help with? Or what do people want to help with when it comes to troubleshooting with your specific expertise? And if you don't know, then start making a list. And then use that audit package every time someone wants to do that. So what is an audit package again? 2 hours of consulting time, a report on, you know, whatever it is you troubleshooted, which is basically the scope, and then a proposal on how to fix it. So you could potentially be paid twice for something that you might have been giving away for free at one time. So I hope you found this of value. I'd love to have you subscribe if you found this interesting and valuable. You can find me on all the popular podcasting platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and all the other good ones. And once again, thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Oh, and P.S., feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions on audit packages. They're a simple thing to do, but they can really make a difference in your bottom line. Thanks. See you next week.